The final day of round-robin action at the 2025 Montana's Brier had plenty on the line with the playoffs looming. For a pair of teams with Sioux ties, the final round-robin games meant a shot at first place in their respective pools. For Matt Dunstone and his Manitoba-based rink, including Sioux natives E.J. Harnden and Ryan Harnden, the final day of the round-robin not only saw the team clinch a playoff spot, the team also took top spot in Pool A thanks to a 7-6 win over Brad Gushue's Team Canada rink in Thursday's afternoon draw. The win lifted the Dunstone rink to 7-1 in the round robin, the same record posted by the Gushue rink. Thursday's win over Gushue gave Dunstone the tiebreaker and top spot. With Gushue leading 5-3, Dunstone tied the game with a pair in the 7th end before a steal of one in the 8th end to take a 6-5 lead. Dunstone then scored a single in the 10th end to pick up the win. Dunstone will now face Mike McEwen's Saskatchewan-based team in Friday's 1v2-page playoff qualifier game. McEwen finished second in Pool B after falling in his final round-robin game on Thursday night. Sault Ste. Marie's Brad Jacobs and his Alberta-based team grabbed top spot in Pool B with a perfect 8-0 record after beating McEwen 9-6 in an extra end in Thursday's final round-robin draw. Jacobs opened the day with a 6-4 win over Felix Asselin of Quebec in Thursday's morning draw. Down 3-2 through 6 ends, Jacobs scored a pair in the 8th end before adding on two more in the 10th end to pick up the victory. Jacobs will now face Gushue in the other 1v2-page playoff qualifier game. Team Northern Ontario, skipped by John Epping, narrowly missed the playoffs after going 6-2. The Epping rink beat Shane Latimer of Nunavut in Thursday's afternoon draw to end their round-robin schedule. A 6 in the 8th end sealed the win for Epping, who was eliminated from playoff contention due to Dunstone's win over Gushue. Reed Carruthers of Manitoba finished third in Pool A with a 6-2 record, while Nova Scotia's Owen Purcell went 5-3 to grab third in Pool B. Carruthers and Purcell will face the losing teams in Friday's Page playoff qualifier games in a second set of qualifier games set for Friday evening. The four remaining teams after the completion of the qualifier games will compete in Page playoff games on Saturday.